To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday news, listeners. And time to get your Friday news show started. It is the 29th of July, 2022. Got the best technology news that has been going on, and we will get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Hey, just what you want to hear going into your weekend. Facebook and Instagram. You know accounts you don't follow? Well, get ready to see more posts from crap you don't want to. Yes, according to Meta CEO, that would be Marky Mark Zuckerberg, will actually more than double the amount of content from recommended accounts people are seeing currently. Now, yeah, like what I just said, just what you want to hear on a Friday, but actually this isn't starting till the end of 2023, so we got a ways to go. Such recommendations actually currently account for roughly about 15% of the content on Facebook, which is actually already higher than it is on Instagram. So you can kind of guess, if they want to more than double this, you ain't probably looking at 30%, you might be looking closer to 40. This announcement, of course, took place during the second quarter earnings call for Meta. And if it's an earnings call, that means we need to keep stockholders happy. And to keep stockholders happy, that means more revenue. At least that's what they're hoping for. Now, Meta went on to say they will use AI to recommend all the content people publicly share on its service, this being links or even photos. In fact, they went out on a limb to say that what we're doing with this content is actually quite unique, aka we're trying to do things better than TikTok. A lot of these changes also for Meta's business has a lot to do with Facebook's growth. It's not growing like it was. Not to mention that the user base, is also getting older too. Well, it's happened again. What's happened again? Well, Google's delaying blocking third-party cookies again. Now the target seems to be way off, as in late 2024. Meaning, we're still over 2 years away of ditching those invasive cookies. In fact, you can add fingerprinting, tech tracking information, heck, even your behavior, across multiple sites for advertising, using Google's preferred privacy sandbox. Now, the reason why we're saying again and again and again, because that's how it's been. Chrome 2 years ago in early 2020, this was supposed to take place then, and it got pushed, blaming the whole pandemic thing. And pretty much without giving any excuse now of why the delay once again, Vice President of Google's Privacy Sandbox, his statement was, now we intend to begin phasing out third-party cookies in Chrome in the second half of 2024. So your privacy, it's just gonna take a little longer. And heck, we might be saying all of this stuff again come 2024. We'll see. Finally, are you a Manchester City fan? Yep, talking about the football club over there in England. Well, the club wants to see what kind of fan you are. So much so, they want to track you. That's right, Manchester City's hoping to track its fans' biometrics. They've actually partnered with Cisco. And what are they creating together? It's a connected scarf, showing Manchester City's colors in all its glory, with microchips. Now, apparently, the connected scarf will feature an emoti-bit sensor. And this sensor will basically be at the back of your neck, because that's where you put your scarf at, right? Actually, this scarf has a lot of sensors on it, including an accelerometer, a temperature sensor, pretty much typical sensors you'd find in a fitness tracker. All right, so we'll take a step back here. Most of you are saying, why? Well, it all has to do with the club wanting to track fans' psychological reactions to games as they're happening. Now, the bigger question is, would you be on board to have a scarf around your neck monitoring pretty much anything you're doing during the game? No, then the bigger question, can you actually wash it? Because that thing is going to smell nasty after a match. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to britishtechnetwork.com. That is the website for all the BTN content. Check out the latest Big Show, Mac Show, and Photo Show over there too. Don't forget to give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by and join the BTN community today. It's fun, it's simple to do, and we'd love to have you. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, it is weekend time. So R&R is on the cards. I hope it is for you too. But we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.